Hello again.
Hello, hi there, Charles. Look what happened.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
Probably a cop. I walked down the house. That's like rude.
It's okay. Yeah, just for data protection, can you confirm the first line of your address, your postcode, and your date of birth, please?
33 Ferguson Street, Kilo Alpha 8, 9, Quebec, Juliet, 09-09-1958.
Okay, brilliant. So I'm contacting you today. I've got a bit of good news for you. We have now received everything back that we need from the councils and from your GP.
Yep.
So we've got your evidence of your time and care, Rossi's Young People, Rossi's Young People's Trust, and we've also got your GP details, which means we're able to move to the next stage. The next stage of the application is to create a supporting statement or witness statement. It's got loads of different names, they're all the same thing. Basically what that is just a statement to collaborate your time and care, how it affected you then, how it affects you now, and what difficulties you faced in care, what abuse you suffered, etc. That's done on the telephone with one of us, probably myself. We basically ask you a list of questions. It can be a bit tedious. We ask you a list of questions, we cover every avenue possible, and we then build the statement for you. What would then happen is the statement will come across to you for you to read, and when you've read through it and you're happy, you'd sign it and send it back to us, and then that witness statement would support your application to redress. So they'd view any evidence that you've got, and from that they basically decide how much compensation they're going to award you. This statement is only viewed by me, or the person taking the statement, sorry, by yourself and by Scottish Redress. So the statement doesn't go anywhere, it's not publicised, and it can't be used by anybody else or viewed by anybody else without your...
All right.
Okay, so does that sound okay, Mr. Davis?
Yeah, that sounds fine, yep.
Okay. I have got availability tomorrow and Friday. So are you available on any of those days at all? Call will take around 45 minutes.
Friday would sound better.
Okay. What time Friday? Have you got any free Friday morning, if that's better for you?
Friday morning, yes. After 10 o'clock kind of thing.
Yeah, should we say 10:15?
Yeah, that would do lovely.
Well. Okay, what I'll do now then, Charles, is I'll give you a quick email and I'll drop you a little text just letting you know that we've got you booked in for your statement at 10:15 on Friday, this Friday coming, the 3rd of July. You don't need anything at all. Like I say, we've got everything here. I'll just give you the prompts. I'll give you a few questions. I'll try and power through it as much as I can, as quick as I can for you, so I don't keep you that long. Speak to you on Friday and we'll get your statement completed.
Right.
Hopefully, what we're trying to do, the people whose statements we're completing now, we're trying to rush that through so you could potentially be paid out before Christmas this year, if possible.
All right.
So yeah, the quicker we can get it submitted, the better for yourself, really.
Right.
So yeah, I'll speak to you on Friday at 3:00, sorry, Friday, on Friday at 10:15 a.m.
10:15.
Yeah, I'll drop you a text on the email now, Charles.
Right, look it up. No problem.
All right, thanks very much.
Right.
Speak to you soon.
Right.
Take care. Bye-bye.
No problem. Bye now. Bye.